Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Balkrishan Industries Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Poddar, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, our CFO, Mr. Ravi Joshi, our Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, our Head Accounts, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. Let me begin with performance updates. We are glad to report that, contrary to our expectation of delays in shipment due to the Red Sea crisis, the business picked up sharply, which led to a double-digit volume growth both year-on-year and Q-on-Q basis. While the cost of logistics has increased, we were able to meet the requirements of end customers who continued to see normalcy in their demand in their end markets. The price of key commodities, infra activity in major economies, the Indian market growth is leading to a positive uptake in our end markets, and the same is reflecting in the sales performance of our company. For the financial year 2024, we ended with a sales volume of 292,628 metric tons, which is a minor degrowth from the last year's levels. In the month of March, during the last quarter, income tax authorities conducted search operations at our office premises and manufacturing units. We have fully cooperated with the officials. We will update the stock exchange on the outcome of the above search operation upon receipt of the same from the IT department. We wish to reiterate that the company adheres to higher standards of ethical conduct and legal compliance. Coming to the ongoing CapEx, we are working on the advanced carbon black project with a capacity of 30,000 metric tons per annum. The completion of this project at Bhuj is expected in the first half of this financial year. We had also announced the mold manufacturing CapEx. We expect this to be completed in the current quarter. Another update for this quarter is pertaining to the EPR regulations. On 21st July 2022, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change issued notice containing regulations on extended producer responsibility for waste tires, which, among others, is also applicable to tire manufacturers. The obligation is to be fulfilled by the purchasing certificates from recyclers registered with the Central Pollution Board. As of 31st March 2023, the company was unable to reliably estimate its liability due to the lack of infrastructure for the same. Consequently, provision was not made for this obligation. In the current year, the necessary framework has been established, allowing the company to estimate the liability, and accordingly, rupees 11.25 crores has been provided in the books in the current year, which has been included under the head of other expenses for the current quarter. In line with regulation, calculation for the obligation is based on the domestic revenue for the financial year 2021 and financial year 21-22. With this, I now move on to the operational highlights. For the quarter, our volume stood at 82,085 metric tons, a growth of 13% year-on-year. For financial year 24, volume stood at 292,628 metric tons, a marginal degrowth of 3%. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at ₹2,697 crores, registering a growth of 16% year-on-year. This includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to the sales of 24 crores. For financial year 24, the revenue stood at 9,375 crores. This includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to the sales of 77 crores. For the last financial year, 47% of our sales came from Europe, 27% from India, 17% from Americas, and balance from rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 71% was contributed from replacement, while OEM contributed to 27%, and the balance came from offtake. In terms of category, agricultural contributed 61%, while OTR, industrial and construction, contributed 36%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at 699 crores, registering a growth of 42% year-on-year basis. The margin came at 25.9%. For the financial year, the EBITDA was at 2,322 crore, registering a growth of 14%. The financial year margin stood at 24.8%. Other income for the quarter stood at 87 crore for this financial year. And for the last financial year, Other income for the quarter stood at 87 crores, while for the financial year, it was 275 crores. Profit after tax stood at 481 crores for the quarter, registering a growth of 88%. For the whole financial year, PAT came at 1438 crores, a growth of 33% year-on-year. Our capex spends for the financial year were at 1140 crores. For financial year 25, we expect routine maintenance capex along with some last mile completion spends for the advanced carbon black project and mold manufacturing capex, both of which is slated to be completed in the first half of this financial year. Our gross debt was at rupees 3,036 crore at the end of 31st March 24. Our cash and cash equivalents were at 2746 crore for the year. Accordingly, we have a net debt of approximately 290 crore. Further, I would like to update that in April 24, we have repaid rupees 175 crore of long-term debt as per the repayment schedules. The Board of Directors have declared a final dividend of rupees 4 per equity share, subject to the approval of shareholders at the ensuing AGM. This is in addition to the three interim dividends of rupees 4 each paid over the year. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and leave the floor open to question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jignesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congrats, Rajiv, for a very good performance. A couple of questions from my side. One is, can you talk about the demand environment? You talked about the fourth quarter seeing a recovery contrary to the expectation. So have we started the process of inventory build-up that has started now, and what is the outlook for FY25?
So the channel inventory is now rebuilding, and it is being maintained at same level. As far as the outlook for the year, it's too early to give any guidance or any this thing because of the geopolitical scenario that is happening across the world.
Okay, but at least we should not be seeing any material decline from where we are today.
As of today, visibly there is no reason for seeing that.
Right. And secondly, with respect to this quarter, we have seen several moments in our cost and realization side. So margins obviously have improved on QOQ basis. But can you talk about the kind of price increases which we took on in this quarter vis-a-vis third quarter and kind of cost inflation which we saw both on RM and on the freight side? That will be helpful.
So we are evaluating a price increase. We are waiting and watching in the marketplace. So we will be taking a price increase, but when and how much we are yet deciding. We haven't taken a call on that.
We haven't taken any price hike in fourth quarter?
No.
Okay. And what was the cost inflation on the RM side in this quarter, the natural rubber inflation along with other commodity?
So in the coming quarter, we see 1 or 2 rupees increase in the total cost of the raw material.
And in fourth quarter?
Coming quarter, I am talking.
No, my question is for the fourth quarter. Yeah, from 3Q to 4Q, what kind of increase we saw?
Last quarter price was 152 rupees per kg.
You mean fourth quarter?
Overall basket of the raw material cost was 152 rupees per kg.
For the fourth quarter, right?
Yes.
And 3Q would be what, about 148, 149 rupees or lower?
It was about 149, 150, so marginal increase in Q4, and similar marginal increase we are expecting in Q1 as well.
Got it. Great. I have few more questions, but I'll follow back into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arjun Khanna from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So the first question is related to ETR. In terms of percentage of sales, where do we expect this number to settle at in terms of domestic sales?
The current year, the for 23-24, it will be 100% of our domestic, which needs to be completed in Y plus 2 basis. So
right, sir. No, I meant as a cost. So some of our peers have brought out costs of maybe 1.2% of domestic revenues and maybe 1.4.
So it will be less than a percent because what we could achieve this time is close to 2-2.5 rupees per kg.
Right.
And as and when there will be more recyclers, price may settle down.
Right. So the fair range of maybe 1 to 2 rupees a kilo, would that be the right understanding?
At this juncture, maybe closer to 2 rupees a right estimate.
Right, sir. So the second question is regarding the CAPEX outlook. While you did mention the mold facility at 30,000 ton of spec specialty black coming through, but in terms of our CAPEX layout for this year, what is our outlook in terms of spends? Because we spent almost only 1,100 crores in FY24.
Between 500 to 600 crores.
Right. So the way things are moving, we'll probably be a net cash company at the end of this fiscal. Are there thoughts on increasing the dividend policy, etc.?
So as it looks like, yes, we should be a cash positive company. Regarding the dividend policy, I think the board has to decide, and whatever they decide, we will proceed as per that.
Perfect. Wishing you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandelsha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity, and congratulations on good results, sir.
Sorry, your voice is not very audible, sir.
Is it better, sir, now?
Yes, sir.
Better, sir? Yeah.
Yes.
So, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just on the freight rate, sir. So, we are able to pass on all the freight cost impact to the dealers, distributors there, sir?
We have been able to pass on some of it, mainly the surcharge part, which is about 50% of the freight increase.
Okay, and so there would be any impact next quarter also, incrementally?
No. We don't see.
Okay, got it. Sir, on the currency rate, sir, what is the currency rate for Q4 and what is expected for FY25?
So Q4 was 90 rupees euro, right? And for the next year, we expect 92 rupees.
Okay. So on EPR regulation, any impact was taken in for last year? I mean, this year 11 crore, there was also impact for last year for FY23. So any impact of that, sir?
No. We have already taken this 11 crore rupees for the 22-23.
Okay.
In fact, when you say, is it related to price to the customer or in the books?
In the book, I mean, there were 2 year impact, right, for the EPR
If you see my notes, when I, in my speech I had mentioned, it is for both the years.
Both the years. Okay. Yes. Got it, sir. And just lastly, on the carbon black sales, sir, what was the revenue for this quarter and for year, sir?
So it is about approximately about 7% of our revenue is from carbon black.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations, team, for wonderful set of numbers. Rajiv sir, as you started off saying on Q4, numbers are extremely strong. Even 82,000 metric ton, absolute term also, it's a very strong number. And growth has mainly come in Agri and Americas, which have seen higher growth than other categories. If you can talk a bit about how you are seeing the recovery in demand in underlying market, you are continuing to see market share gains, and how the restocking with dealers are panning out?
So thank you for the message. I think, as we've been saying, you know, Americas is something that we've been focusing on. And, you know, that's where the jump has, you know, the hard work that we've been doing over there is sort of coming back and benefiting us. As far as the demand goes, it is, as I mentioned in my thing, the demand is returning to normalcy. But there is a lot of uncertainty due to geopolitical situation. And hence, it is difficult to make a call for the whole year. At the moment, the demand seems to be holding up.
Got it, sir. And in your earlier comment when you said that there shouldn't be a decline from the current level, you were referring to the Q4 level, right? We should be able to hold on to that level of performance or even better going ahead.
For the full year number.
Got
it. So full year number of 292. Full year number of 292.
Got it. And on the carbon black side, for FY25, with the capacity also going up, what is the kind of growth you are expecting?
So from 170,000 metric ton, it will be to 200,000 metric ton.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That is helpful. And as you are contemplating a price hike, would it be fair to assume that the freight cost to revenue, which is around 8%, that should reduce going ahead? So going forward, margins should see an uptake from the current level, maybe, you know, towards 27-28%. Would that be possible for FY25 or 26?
No, no. So I think the price hike is being taken more to, you know, as we are predicting, I mean, we are looking at some raw material inflation increase, so to cover that, and the freight increase to cover that.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you very much, sir. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please restrict your question to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Bera from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on this volume side. Basically, if I look at India also for this year, we have done very well in terms of growth. Well, the industry has not grown as much on the OE side. So some thoughts there, what is driving that, and is it more led by the replacement or OE, or any color if you can give here?
For the Indian market, it is a replacement market growth and some market share gain. So it's a combination of both.
Okay. So do you think this is likely to sustain in the coming year, or yes, there is most scope to gain market share, and what will be the market share right now?
Market share right now would be between 7-10%. It's difficult to put an exact number, and we are hoping to sustain that. And as I had already mentioned in my earlier notes also, that India is going to be a focus market for us.
Okay. Okay. So largely the double-digit type of growth we should continue to expect in the coming year as well for the Indian market. Would that be correct?
I can't put a number to the percentage of growth, but yes, India will overall continue to grow.
Okay. Okay. And the second question is on the pricing side. Again, if you look at sequentially Q4, there has been about a 3% increase. So this is basically the pass-on of the freight cost, or you said that they did not take any significant price hike. So just wanted to understand, is it more because of mix or the pass-on of the freight cost?
So there is a pass-on of the freight cost as well as some product mix improvement, which, I mean, it's a product mix. So it's a combination of multiple things, basically. Pass-through of freight costs here. Also better hedge rates hai, and the product mix. So combination of all these three have impacted in this.
Okay, got it. So lastly, in terms of pricing, how much are you planning to sort of take in the coming, in the current or coming quarters to offset most of the commodity cost?
We are working on that. We haven't taken a call on what is the exact number, but we are working on that.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain from Alphacurate Advisories Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Because of the rate side issues, there was an inventory building in the last quarter. So just wanted to understand that how much inventory lying at a channel level right now versus the, and what is the normal level?
So it has, it's at the desired level, the normal rates, normal levels, which is about close to 40 to 45 days.
Okay. And what is the outlook for the next quarter volume growth? Will this inventory acceleration will continue?
No, we can't comment on this quarter. We are yet going through it, so we won't be able to comment on that.
Okay, sir. And in, sir, in advanced carbon project that is expected to commission in the first quarter of 25, and then that, so just wanted to understand what kind of the revenue and the margin would be in this particular segment. Hello?
So for the margin, initially, it could be 200 to 300 basis points more for that extra 30,000 over the routine carbon black.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, first one is, if I have to analyze this quarter tonnage, it's already at around 330,000, right? So, looking at your balance sheet strength and the end market coming back.
If you analyze this year's, what is the question? I've missed the numbers there.
Sorry, sir.
No, I think you you said 330, but from where are you getting that number? That's why I'm like...
No, 80,000 which you have made as a tonnage for this quarter, if I multiply by 4 on an annual basis.
As I mentioned that, you know, in my earlier commentary, that, you know, go by the number of 292 and we will, you know, look from growing from there. So I'm not sure if this math that you're putting in would, it's too early to comment on which way the markets would react looking at the geopolitical scenario. So just wanted to check that.
Sure. But you don't think it's the time to relook at your capacity for the next 3 or 4 year basis?
No, we for the next couple of years, we are okay. And as I mentioned in my commentary last quarter, that we have sufficient land bank and everything. So, you know, with smaller brownfield projects, we can set up projects quickly as and when required. So 12 to 15 months should be a good enough time frame to set up new capacity.
So the second one is with regard to advanced carbon black project. This is a new of its kind per se. So can you give some indication how is the ASP in this project versus your traditional 170,000 project, and what are the type of customers and also inquiries which are getting, which will be fulfilled over the next one year period?
It's too early to give any comment on that, but basically we'll be looking at paint, ink, you know, print, so those kind of users. It should be 20 to 30% higher, but as we go through the journey, we will be able to give you more clarity on that.
Okay. And also, would you be able to comment any new sizes you will be introducing in next 2 years so that to expand your addressable market in terms of both agri and industrial?
Probably, that's an ongoing project, so we keep on adding new product ranges to the SKU basket as and when we go. So it's not a new thing for us, it's a very routine matter for us to keep on adding that.
Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my thanks. Congrats for that.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Congrats for that. We for great set of numbers. A few questions. One, definitely outlook for the year to give in advance is got in the geopolitical environment. So even if you give us some idea that almost half of Q1 is over, and you said 82,000 is not led by any channel inventory addition, it was pure function of retail demand. So how first half of this quarter is panning out, if you can give some color? Is it more or less in line with the retail demand in Q4?
Sorry, sir, but I can't comment on this ongoing quarter.
Sure. Second thing is the new products which you are showcasing, like those tracks and the larger tires. So how they are scaling up, or what is the timeline now that you think that they will add to the revenue substantially?
So they are going through the various testing phases. You know, they are moving up the closer and closer to normal production. I think so in the next 2 to 3 years, we should become a part of routine production.
Sure. And last question is, if I look at last couple of years or even last 1 year, where India volume mix used to be 15%, or that has moved up to 25-30%, or even more than 30% in select quarters. So there has been a huge change in India volume mix altogether. And per kg metrics has only improved. So broadly, one can assume that India volume mix is not diluting overall margin. So specifically, how should one look at that? You are established player for more than decades, and India opportunity is coming into your numbers after so many years on a larger scale basis. So on a strategic basis, how should one think that why so late, or what has changed in the market making you realize to target that market on a serious note?
Sir, there is, it's not, nothing is late or anything. It's just earlier when it's a journey. So when we didn't have capacity, we could not address a certain segment. And that's what we had mentioned, that, you know, the add-on of capacity at Bhuj, we've got some new capacity available and which we are going to use for Indian market. So that was one. Number two, also as we go through the Indian journey, it is in the last couple of, you know, last few years that Indian markets have become more machine-driven, more automated, you know, as earlier being more disorganized. So those things are, looking at that, factors is what forced us to look at India as a market, and that's where we focused on it, and we are getting the results.
So broadly, it will be right to assume that India farm machinery or industrial machinery, where such large tires are required, that market is maturing, where your product requirement is also improving, and that is helping you to make a larger volume here.
Yes, currently it is improving. You know, the good government policies for in development of infrastructure and all are all helping in this sector.
Sure, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from HSBC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on a good set of numbers. I mean, my question's sort of been answered, but I mean, just going back to the question on capacity addition, I mean, like, so the next set of capacity addition you still see as a smaller brownfield capacity addition of 30,000-40,000 units, tons, or I mean like?
Yes, yes, that's what I mean. We at this stage we are envisaging smaller brownfield capacity addition.
Okay. And just in terms of the carbon black, could you sort of indicate, I mean, like, what sort of contribution would this business, I mean, would the margins in this business be similar to the overall, or would it be, like, much lower than that?
Marginally lower.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Disha Sheth from Envil Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, wanted to check from 170, how much we have carbon black capacity, how much is used for our operations and how much is saleable to others?
Approximately 50% is used in-house and approximately 50% is sold.
And sir, because of this facility, you mentioned something 200 to 300 bits margin. I didn't get that point. When someone asked about the carbon black.
The question that was asked to me was, with the advanced carbon black coming, how much difference in or addition in margin would come because of the specialty carbon, so versus regular carbon. So I had answered in connection to that.
Okay, so on an overall company, you feel it was 200 to 300 bits margin improvement?
No. Only for that additional 30,000 tons of additional specialty carbon, for that 30,000 tons, we will get 200 to 300 basis points more compared to the 1,000 tons of regular carbon. Overall, in the company, it is too small a number to have an impact.
Yes, correct. I agree. And sir, that 82,000 which we are doing right now, volume, do we think we can maintain that or we see a growth over that?
No, as I have mentioned, my guidance given is, you know, over the 292,000, which is for the whole year, not on a particular quarter. And so, you know, we should look at the 292 and we are looking at a growth from there.
Okay. And so, we mentioned in the opening remarks that the margins for the next quarter should be around 2-3 because of the raw material increase, right? 2-3%. Impact.
No, I don't think I mentioned anything like that. I'm not sure from where
you know. He said 150 was the average for this quarter, 152. For Q1, what was the average? If we have the inventory there.
It is the raw material price, ma'am. It was not percentage. Per kg price that he has mentioned. My colleague had mentioned price per kg.
Okay, sir. That's it on my.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Maru from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have three questions. One, first is on advanced carbon black.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have three questions. One, on carbon black. So the advanced carbon black capacity that we are adding is for the purpose that we already have good demand coming from that product from the client side, right? Hello.
So advanced carbon we have not yet started. We are going to establish the plant in the first half. So after that we'll have to see how the market responds.
So actually, the thought was the reason why we were adding the advanced carbon black was that already we were expecting that we would see good capacity utilization from the first year itself, and it was based on the demand. Else, I don't know the reason why we are adding a advanced carbon black capacity. Could you just highlight me that once? What was the reason to add this capacity then?
So, our existing customer who are using our regular carbon, they need the advanced carbon, and looking into the performance of our regular carbon, some of the customers requested that we should start this one because it has a good demand. So that is why we have started this one.
Thank you for the clarification. What kind of gross block asset turns we can expect on this capacity?
Of carbon, advanced carbon, or of tire, or what?
Advanced carbon black. Of advanced carbon black.
300 to 350 crores.
Okay. Thank you. So my next question is related to non-agri tires. So I just wanted to understand what are our perspective and our vision related to penetrating into this market, and what are the steps that we are taking to increase our market share?
So we are working on that. It's a process, you know, where our tires are going, they're performing the testing. So it's an ongoing process. So we are working on that. If you see, initially we used to be at about 70-75% of agri. That has come down to 67% or 61%. But on a higher turnover, so agri is also growing. And our other sector has gone to 13.6%. Industrial construction OTR of a higher enhanced turnover. So that is already giving you results. If you look at it on a standalone basis, tonnage-wise.
Right, sir. Any particular target that we have set for like 5 years per se, that this is the kind of size we want to achieve in terms of volume for industrial and construction?
So our vision is to be in the next 5 years, 10% market share of the entire basket of off-highway tire manufacturing. Currently, we are about 5 to 6%.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this. And sir, third, I wanted to understand again on this industrial and construction tire per se only. Like, what is the added advantage that the customer tries to look at when they try to get this product from the tire manufacturers? Like, why is it on a particular basis? Is this only the pricing point that we try to attract the client from, like having 10-15% discount from the peers? Or is it the quality of the product and the continuous?
It's only quality. We do not sell on price. We only sell on quality. Also, the customer is looking for quality because they understand that, you know, people can sell on cheaper price, but eventually his cost per kilometer or cost per operating hour is what they calculate. And there, that is where BKT is able to prove its quality and prove valuable to the end user. That's why they are coming and picking, asking for our product.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tej Patel from Niveshya. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is, sir, what are the current prices for carbon black, and, you know, what is the current demand supply scenario in the country, given, you know, major companies are doing huge capex? So is there any risk of oversupply in the industry which can affect the margins? That's the first question.
Okay, so current prices are ruling around 102 rupees per kg, and currently, yes, if India per se, if you talk, then the production is more than the capacity, and imports also come, and export is also there. But looking into the demand globally, I think we would able to sell, because our product is being approved by the all tire majors, and we can easily sell even if we expand the plant.
So you don't see any impact on margin because of oversupply also?
No.
Okay, and sir, pardon me if this question sounds repetitive because my line got dropped in between. So you said around 11 crores you have charged to the P&L for the EPR for the last 2 years, right? So then how much are we anticipating for the next year, and, you know, what are the current pricing for this credits?
Approximately 15 crore will be there for the next year.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Peter from LIC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to ask one question. Some of the European manufacturers have stated that they had to reduce production because of the geopolitical tensions and the freight issues. So has our company been a beneficiary in terms of having more sales because of this issue?
Difficult to exactly pin out, but yes, I mean, as the numbers are saying, there has been some, it's been a good set of numbers for the quarter driven by growth. So somewhere we must have gained something from that. but difficult to put exact number to that.
And given that, you know, they are not fully out of that issue that they face, and furthermore, newer sanctions in and around by their regional governments make some raw materials for that they procure at making it a higher cost affair. Do you think that, you know, on the pricing front, they will be challenged? So companies like us who import into that region will benefit, continue to benefit on that front?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Sir, I missed the commodity cost increase which you are seeing for the first quarter. What was that?
1 to 2 rupees per kg.
Okay. Because, sir, if you look at the global rubber prices, they have jumped quite a bit in the last two quarters. So, is it that you are not seeing that sort of increase for you, or
So some channel inventory is also there for us because we are importer, so there is some transit material, so that is why impact is lesser.
Okay. So it will get reflected more later, probably in quarter two.
After two quarters.
Okay, got it. And sir, globally also on the replacement side, commentary from many players have been quite muted. Are you also seeing similar type of trend for you, or according to yourself on the replacement side, globally like Europe or US, the demand is much stronger and you are confident of the growth sustaining?
So we are talking about it being stable for us.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in a minute.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Rajiv, with respect to this EPR provisioning, so obviously, I mean, India has come up with this regulation now, but I'm presuming for Europe and US, you'd be already meeting with the regulations and providing for that already in our P&L. Is that the correct understanding, or that also can come in?
They are already there. And we are already doing complying with that from the last couple of years. It is being done by our channel partners, and they are taking care of it.
Okay, so that's taken care of by channel partners. Okay, the second question pertains to margins. So obviously, the near term you talked about, there are pressures on the commodity side. But if I look at the full financial year FY25 from where we are today, what are the factors you are looking at in terms of positives and negatives from margin evolution perspective?
We expect to maintain year-end margins for the whole year.
Full year FY24 margins should be maintained?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, sir, great. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everybody for attending and taking time out. We will see you all next quarter. Take care.
On behalf of Balkrishna Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.